All right, welcome to the Sunday Tea Time number 30. And today we're going to talk about, some steps, most important steps that you should take if you actually want to market your business online, sell your stuff online. And we're here to answer all your questions. So feel free, if you're watching this right now, to put all your questions in the comment section. Mm-hmm. And if this is the first time you are here today,
welcome.
We go live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And trying to answer all your guys' questions and give you as much benefit as possible. So feel free to ask very specific questions. The more specific, the more they usually help you guys. Mm-hmm. And but before we start, we want to make sure that all the tech is working. So if you can see and hear us, use one of the features, hearts, comments, whatever you find around whatever platform you're using,
let us know
that you're here and that you can hear us. Okay, Rita is here and waiting. So we're hoping everything is working and the sound and the video is clear. Mm-hmm. We usually have a 10-15 delay.
Yeah, second.
During the live stream. Mm-hmm. So don't wonder if we don't answer right away. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, a lot of you guys probably realized that, business is moving online and therefore that's something that will not change so fast.
Yeah, it's certainly not as fast as it changed to get everybody to go online, of course. That was a sudden push for a lot of businesses, and of course it can be very hectic, of course. So we're heading into that topic today to help you guys.
Exactly. So we just want to share some super basic stuff, but super important from a strategic perspective when you're just thinking of how you actually set everything up, because let's be honest, there is so much information out there, blog posts, videos, other people that sharing their experience. But at the end of the day, in our experience, there's really not that much applicable information for the Jamaican market, with all its hurdles and all its differences. So we want to really focus and make sure that the information that you get is really helpful for Jamaican business owners and can really give you that overview and that understanding of how all the tools and the different platforms and the different strategies and tactics actually work together. Because at the end of the day, you're running a business here and you need some measurable outcome and not just some likes and confusion online. Okay, so Rita is hearing. Great.
Good.
To hear that. And Instagram looks also fine. Yeah, usually Instagram is the platform
that it's all chipping out all the time.
Chipping out all the time. That's the least stable. Mm-hmm. So, we highly recommend to, if you have the option, to switch over to YouTube. That's usually the most stable connection if you're seeing that right now.
Yeah.
Same on Facebook. And we're happy to see you there.
Yeah, good. So basically, when we're talking about moving your business online, so getting into the digital realm overall, you need to think about two things. One, the home base, so where people can find you. This is your address online, basically, and setting up your home base. And two, how to actually get people to that home base, how to get them aware that you exist online. because it's not automatic that people will, for example, walk past your online store. That doesn't really happen. And you won't probably get the traffic that you desire with just setting up an online shop or a website by itself. You actually need to drive traffic towards your website or your home base.
Yeah. So the first step, or the most important part, as you just said, is, I mean, if you're running a business right now, you know that you have some kind of physical location. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a home office right now, and yeah, maybe not that big than a few months now, ago. So at the end of the day, you have an office, you have a physical store location, you have a restaurant, mm-hmm. or maybe a production facility, maybe a farm, whatever it might be, a workshop. And at the end of the day, you need the same online, on the internet, mm-hmm. okay? So you need something that you own, where you can showcase your products, where you can showcase your services, where you actually have full control over, and I'm not on a different or on a foreign platform like Amazon or eBay or something else.
All right.
You wanna make sure that you have something that lasts for hopefully years, and it's actually the, as you said, the home base where you drive the traffic, where you drive the visitors and the potential customers too. So it's super important that you actually know what is important, what is maybe not that important here, and what are the steps that you should take.
Yeah.
Can't really read this one, it's so far away.
Yeah, I think sounds good.
Yeah, Instagram is so small, hard to read. Okay. Again, feel free to drop all your questions you might have that mm-hmm. are specifically about your business, about online marketing, about how you can actually use it to get a more profitable business, how you can automate processes, whatever it might be. Just one thing, try to be as specific as possible. Right. The more specific you are, the better we can answer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the website, right?
The home base, right? So your home base is logically your website, and that includes a whole bunch of different things. The three main things that we'll hit on today are developing your domain name, your website itself or online shop, as well as your Google My Business, which is also very important if you have a physical store, physical location, so that people can find you online.
Exactly. So when it comes to actually setting up an online presence mm-hmm. for your business, there are different ways or different tools you can use or different mm-hmm. steps you can take. Or there are probably 100 or hundreds, but we want to focus on the most important one and keep it as simple as possible. So if you run or if you have a local business with mm-hmm. really with a physical store address, then probably the first step should be to set up a Google My Business account mm-hmm. so that people, where you can showcase photos, opening hours, the location, the address, and many more that I just can't think of. But the most important part is that you actually get easily find on Google. When people searching for the product, your service you're offering, or maybe for the specific name of your business, that will pop up in Google and then also in Google Maps, meaning people get directly the directions to your physical store location.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically a summarization of your website. It is the contact information, where they actually can find you and what your business is about. Very simple. It can also have photos of your products. For example, if you have a restaurant or catering business, you can have photos of the actual food mm-hmm. that people are going to get when they actually go to that location. Or, for example, you can have an image of the menu so people also know what you offer before actually calling or reaching out or going to your location. Having a Google My Business basically allows you to be found by those who are interested in going to your business on Google, and as Simon said, as well on Google Maps.
Yeah, and one important thing, especially on Google My Business, are the reviews or the, the stars, or reviews.
Ratings,
yeah, because let's be honest, at the end of the day, when you are in a new town or you want, let's take a restaurant, for example, here, and you want to eat something for dinner, for lunch, whatever it might be, and you see a restaurant or a location that doesn't have any reviews, and you have another one that has a lot of reviews and positive ones, guess what? With a customer. Is probably or most likely going to. So make sure that you not only have a Google My Business account location, but also encourage your customers to give you a review, give you some feedback.
Yep, that's right. This helps you to stand out from your competitors for sure. So that is Google My Business.
Exactly. So Google My Business is still not something that you technically own, because it's owned by Google. So Google can basically owns that property and can easily change the conditions or the design or whatever, but it's still one of the biggest platforms, so it's probably the first step you should start. But if you really want to have your own online presence, like you have your own physical store location, that's you also want to own that, then the very first thing that you need to do or to get a website for your business or an online shop, and at the end of the day, both are basically the same. One has a checkout function, the other doesn't. You need a domain, because that's at the end of the day your address, your real estate online. Okay, so if you think about your physical address, your physical store location of your home, maybe whatever it might be, you need that, obviously, that real estate, that ground to actually build something, to build a house, to build an apartment on top of that.
Yeah, this is the registered lot number, the address of where you're going to build your home base, or where you're going to build your building, for example.
Okay, then it's that. I didn't know that. Anyway, you need that. You need that ground to be allowed to build something that you actually own and that you want to build like you like it, with the colors and the rooms like you want it, and everything customized compared to something like Google My Business, where you're basically renting out an already existing apartment and moving in there. Okay, so the domain is basically the thing online, the address where people can find you and where you can build your online real estate, your website, or your online shop, whatever it might be.
Yes, and of course you have to get your domain name separate. And when we're talking about domain, and you probably still don't really understand, so tangible example, www.google.com, domain name for Google, okay?
Well, other names are URL or web address or the link. Basically, they all describe the same thing. They,
right.
Yeah, that's where the website lives at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they use www and then the word after that,
.com.jm.eu. Whatever it is.
Whatever
CO.
It might be.
Yeah.
Exactly. So www, World Wide Web, and then the ending. After the period basically gives you the country location, and then between that the unique identifier of your website. And of course, if you are looking for a domain name, look for something that is actually easy to spell and easy to speak, so that people can actually remember and recall it, instead of something that is super hard to spell and people don't actually type it in.
Yes. So your domain name needs to actually represent your business. They need to understand from the name what you basically do, or be able to relate it to your business name specifically. as well as they need to be able to remember it. So it has to be easy to remember. It shouldn't have a whole bunch of hyphens and underscores or whatever you want to put in there that's random and not necessary. Try to narrow it down as much as possible to your actual business name or whatever is similar that people can identify you by.
Yeah, the brand name is the probably brand name. The best way to be, if it's available.
Mm-hmm. That's the next thing.
Exactly.
Yep. So when you are actually looking for your domain name, you firstly have to go and check if it is available. And of course, it depends on which site you're going to get your domain name from. But a lot of Jamaican business owners actually use GoDaddy. So it's GoDaddy.com, GoDaddy.com. And you can firstly search for if your domain name is actually available, and then you can purchase it there. So then you'd have a physical, or rather a digital address for your business through that domain name.
Yeah, and so keep in mind, your domain name can actually already be bought or occupied by someone else. Mm-hmm. You maybe need to be a little flexible here. And usually, that's a little weird, but just to give you a heads up, when you don't really buy a domain, because it's more like a yearly or
subscription. Yeah.
Okay, so for example, let's take GoDaddy. I think they often have a thing where you buy or pay for the first 5 or 10 or 15 years, mm-hmm. or whatever upfront, and that's a super low amount.
Mm-hmm.
But sooner or later it changes to a yearly
subscription
payment, and no matter what domain name or what what are they called, they're actually selling domains like GoDaddy. Anyway, there are other platforms out there like GoDaddy, or for example Shopify has it built in. If you use a platform like Wix to build your, mm-hmm. your websites, or Squarespace, they also have the solutions built in natively most of the time, so you don't have to go to some separate entity. But at the end of the day, you will probably have to pay a yearly retainer to keep your domain name.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that you know that upfront.
And bear in mind as well, if you don't pay your domain name fee on time, it can be bought by somebody else, and then you lose that domain name, okay? So try to ensure that you keep everything up to date, and you know when things are running out, or when you actually choose something and you already find it on GoDaddy. Bear in mind that if you plan to purchase it a couple of days later or something, then it may be gone by that time. So as Simon said, make sure that you're flexible in the domain name choice, and that you have at least 3 or so that are available that you can choose from.
Yeah. Although honestly, I think a lot of domain names with the ending that, what is Jamaica? JA or GM?
GM.
Are still available, because I think it's not that common yet. So the most domains with .com or things of that nature are often already used. Mm-hmm. But think, especially when you are in Jamaica, if your business is in Jamaica, that you can also use that ending if your or more popular name with a .com ending is already taken.
Yeah, and also if you do not plan to sell overseas, because the reason why I say that is because in terms of domain names, .com is the most trusted domain ending for consumers on a whole. They prefer to see a .com at the end. If you're in Jamaica, then seeing a JM at the end is also fine, but that's for people in Jamaica. If you're somewhere else in America trying to buy products from a Jamaican site, .com is more trustworthy overall than something else at the end. So bear that in mind as well.
although there are so many different domain endings popping up right now, like IO and
LIVE, so many,
all that kind of stuff. So I think it's important, or to keep it in mind that, as you said, a lot of international clients maybe think, oh, JM, Jamaica, never seen that before. But I think it's more important that you have a strong brand or trustworthy business. Mm-hmm. That's the most important part, even if you maybe not have the ideal domain name at the end of the day, that will not break the success of your business here.
Another thing I forgot to mention earlier, when you're actually choosing a domain name, don't put a whole bunch of random numbers in there because you don't get the name that you want. So you put a 1 or a 1992 or something at the end. That is also more difficult for a lot of people to remember. So ensure that it's simple and easy to remember. That's the two main things for your domain name for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, I hope that was not too much so far. So guys, give us some feedback. Are you still with us? Can you still hear us? Do you have any questions so far? Rita is saying that she's hearing us, perfect. Great. So if you have any questions about domain names, domain registration, etc., then feel free to ask that now. In the meantime, we have a look at the other comments here. Doing delivery, do the persons pay the fee at Knutsford or the person shipping in Knutsford or the person shipping it have to pay? I don't know what Knutsford is.
It's a how do I explain this to you? There's one in Germany, I can't remember the name of it. Anyways, it's just a bus service.
So it's a delivery service.
It's a bus for people, but they also ship items as well, apparently.
I think I fear I can't, or we cannot answer your question here.
That's not our forte.
Yeah, probably talk to the persons that charge the fee directly. They know probably way better than we do how the conditions are. But generally speaking, you have to figure out the fees, and the person that is shipping has to pay. That's usually how it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is domain name and Google My Business. Now we can get into your website. Right? Is there anything else that you have to say about domain name or Google My Business?
No. Again, guys, ask your questions if we missed anything, or if any specific question. No, at the end of the day, now you have your domain name, or hopefully have your domain name bought or registered, or however you want to call it. And now you can start building your website, your online shop on top of it. Mm-hmm. So now the question is, how are you actually going to do that? So technically speaking, you could really start learn how to code and build it from scratch, like me, with sticks and stones and bricks and everything. But of course, that is nothing that you have to actually do in 2020. So what we recommend is to use one of the website builders that are out there, Wix, Squarespace, or when it comes to online shop, Shopify, or maybe even WordPress there is no other solution, because that will basically help you, and in a short period of time, to really build up your business, your website, your online store, whatever it might be. So after you actually have a domain name in mind, then you have to have a look at the website builder that makes the most sense for you. Generally speaking, if you're selling physical products, you should have a look at Shopify. Mm-hmm. If you have more of your offering services, and to showcase your services, then maybe website builder like Wix or Squarespace or WordPress might be the go-to solution.
Yeah, and out of all of those, for service-based businesses, we suggest Wix. Squarespace is good and getting better, of course, but it doesn't have all the capabilities that Wix does, and the problem with WordPress is that it breaks. It is made for bloggers and writers, etc. It's not necessarily made for businesses. Of course, they're trying to get it better and better over time, but it breaks quite often if you do not have somebody that is constantly looking after it.
Constantly updating it, all the plugins.
Right, exactly. So what we usually suggest for sure is Wix for service-based businesses and Shopify for product-based businesses, because these are, one, the most reliable. Two, they have the most integrations out there that you will need for your business. And they're affordable. They're both affordable.
Yeah. Because to go back to the example with really building a physical house or a physical store location, in reality, you also would probably need, what's the name, a senator to maintain the house?
Janitor.
Yeah, my English is not perfect yet. To actually maintain that house, to take care of everything, make sure it's clean, make sure everything is working, that the electricity is working, the water, the pipes and everything. And that's the same thing that you need with your website. Okay, and when you use WordPress, then you need to do that all by yourself, or you need to hire someone, as you said, that actually maintains everything. And that's why we recommend to use one of these other platforms, because they have all of that built in, basically automated, and you don't need that extra person. But at the end of the day, costs you money. So the money that you think you save by not paying for the software or the platform, you pay 10 times more on just another construction site.
Yes.
So
in the long run, these work better, for sure.
Okay, so we have a lot of comments. Guys, give us a second to scroll through all of them here. And again, if you are on Instagram, YouTube is usually the most stable connection, so you might switch over there. Okay, so we just go through the questions step by step. Rita is helping out as always. That it is a courier. That's the regular courier service. Perfect. Then Dolcetta. Do I pronounce it right? Dolcetta. I don't know. How to create a name for your business? I have a physical business. I'm not sure if I understand that correct.
So I don't really understand it either, but there are two things that you could be talking about. And this one, actually registering your business name with the Companies Office of Jamaica, which I don't think you're talking about right now, because we're talking about digital stuff. So therefore, the second thing you probably are talking about, how you can actually create your domain name. So as I said before, you can go to godaddy.com. That's GODADDY.com. This is what a lot of Jamaican businesses owners actually use for their domain name, to get their domain name. On that website, you're able to search for whether your domain name is actually available, and then you're able to purchase the subscription.
Exactly. Yeah, GoDaddy would be a starting point. There are other services out there, but try this one.
And of course, you can also look for GoDaddy, just type in GoDaddy alternatives in Google, just to see alternatives as well. And ensure that you check on reviews, etc., to ensure those alternatives that you see are actually viable and good for you.
Okay. I think, Rita, you're talking about the fees for Knutsford.
Knutsford. Check out the K.
Will you save this live? All of the lives are saved on our YouTube channel. Yes. Also on Facebook. As you know, they kind of disappear after some time there. So all of the past 29 Sunday Tea Time Lives and many more videos are on our YouTube channel about business, marketing, everything specifically for the Jamaican market, for Jamaican business owners. Yes. Yeah, a lot of material there. So yeah, check it out. And if you haven't done yet, three important things, okay? There is probably somewhere a like button around this video, a heart, a thumbs up, something like that. Okay, we'd really appreciate if you hit that thing. Second, if you are on YouTube right now, and if you are not subscribed yet, click the subscribe button. Mm-hmm. Should be somewhere here, somewhere. And the bell notification, because then you get actually notified when we go live and yeah, when we release other videos. Otherwise, yeah, life gets in the way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you have another question, put it in the comment section. That was number four.
Yes. And also the cool thing with YouTube, with these lives, for example, we have playlists on YouTube. So you can always go to our Sunday Tea Time Lives playlist, mm-hmm. and you'll see all the Sunday Tea Times there.
Yeah. Or all marketing videos. Yeah. Really, there's a playlist. You can spend a few hours there.
Yeah.
Okay. Crimson Noir says it's all...
Mix.
I would say that's pronounced noir, isn't it French? Something like, I don't know. It's all dependent on the name of your business. You type it in and see if it's available. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So just go to GoDaddy, type in if your the URL name or your domain name is available, and if so, then you can purchase it. Exactly.
I like this whole helping each other thing. Keep it up, guys. Really good. It's cool.
What about Shopify? We are big Shopify fans. We use it in a lot of clients' businesses. We recommend it a lot. We work with Shopify a lot. We are certified Shopify partners. So we like them very much and recommend them basically to everybody that actually sells physical products. Yes. I think that's the main criteria here. Mm-hmm. So if you're offering a service or selling digital products or things like that, then maybe Shopify might not be the go-to solution. But for every other physical good that you are selling, Shopify is by far right now the go-to solution.
And one thing to mention as well, ensure that whatever platform or website builder rather that you're using to create your website or your online store, ensure that you choose whether you want to buy your domain name from, for example, GoDaddy or some other domain carrier versus that website below itself. Because, for example, you can get your domain name through Wix. Sometimes it may cost more than going through GoDaddy. So ensure to research all of that first as well.
Yeah, and keep in mind, you can transfer your domain name without any problem. Uh-huh. Okay, so maybe if your domain is managed by GoDaddy right now and you want to transfer it to another service provider, you can do that. It's a little complicated, takes a little time and stuff, but it's possible.
Yes.
Same with if you have an existing website and you want to change the domain or vice versa. That's if you have access to that stuff, and that's why it's also important that you actually own it, have the access and know how all that stuff works, then you can do all these nice things.
Right.
Okay, so if your the name of your business is Culturoma, then just type that in, and then you hopefully see if it's available. Some other people now saw that live on the internet, so check your name out quick before it's gone. All right. I think I just skipped some. Okay, moment. Rita, spell the service provider. GoDaddy, I think you already did that, right?
Yeah, GoDaddy.com.
Yeah, let me just...
Yep. GoDaddy.com.
Exactly. So, go there. That's a good starting point to at least check out if your URL, if your domain is available. Okay, it's a plant, herb, and seed business. Then I would probably definitely go or have a look at Shopify. You're selling physical products. That could be a good starting point. But again, don't forget Google My Business if you have a physical store location. Could be the first step.
I would have never guessed that it's for herbs and plants, etc. because it's like called Teroma. So it's like Roma, like aroma. Mm. So I thought,
yeah, herbs.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Herbs have aroma.
Yeah. Right? But I thought perfumes and stuff, you know, first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's interesting. So.
Okay. Could you guys make a video on persons who you should hire when you have a physical online store, please? Mm. Okay, I'm not so sure. Are you asking for a physical store or for an online store? Because these are two very different things.
I think it means not like just online, but it's a physical store that is also online, maybe. That is being taken digital, rather.
Okay, so maybe you can specify that a little more so that we can actually answer properly here.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do Instagram lives as well. Yeah, that's what we're doing right now.
We are currently live on Instagram as well. It's just that Instagram is not as stable for people. So we always suggest come over to YouTube no matter what. But hi, Instagram. They're over there.
You know, three platforms right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Choose the one that works best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we can. Rita, what do you mean by charge the EE? Could you explain, please? Okay. And in the meantime, we are answering Rita's question. Is this the correct spelling for Wix for selling services online? No, it's W-I-X.
Yeah, Germans say the for W, so it always sounds like Wix when he says it. It's Wix with a W, W-I-X.com.
Exactly. For selling services online, yes, but if you're selling physical products, then you will probably not become happy with Wix. So definitely have a look at Shopify. That should be the way to go if you're selling physical products. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, if you want to offer services, Wix, Squarespace, Kartra, ClickFunnels, Kajabi, there are a lot of solutions. Again, depending on what you're actually looking for, a website builder or a funnel builder. There are also some differences here, but Wix and Squarespace, these are probably the best ways to start.
Right.
Okay. Hi, Randa. Good to see you. Yeah, we are trying to share as much as we can. So if you have any specific questions, feel free to put them, drop them in the comment section, and then we try to answer them. By the way, we are live every Sunday at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get reminded, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, click the bell notification, and generally speaking, tune in Sundays at 5. So let me just read some of the comments here. Are we missing Instagram? No, Instagram is good.
So Rita is answering.
Yeah, so Rita is answering because of the courier or the delivering fee. Yeah. Okay, then go back to the question with the physical store. It could be both stores. For example, having a physical store, you can have a customer service rep. You could make a video on the different employees you should hire, whether online or physical. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think that's different from business to business. We kind of always hesitate to give just general advice that is not really helpful or in a worst case scenario, it causes kind of damage and you're hiring the wrong person. Generally speaking, you don't really need that much personal when it comes to the online part of your business. It's most of the time basically a one-time setup process at the beginning that takes a lot of time and energy and money to make everything work. But after that, you don't really need that much personnel to run all that. That's why we recommend all of these platforms to keep the staff or the amount of staff you need to run that as on a minimum, because otherwise, if you need to hire 3 persons just to maintain your website, then that doesn't really make sense.
So basically, the initial setup, you will need to hire people, specialists, as Simon said. But then afterwards, to maintain it, it's suggested that you have somebody in-house that understands how to actually update everything on your website, etc., and keep everything updated throughout the time. And in-house, because then you don't have to go out and hire somebody else to do it, of course, over time.
Generally speaking, as a rule of thumb, when it comes to hiring, is especially when you're probably at the beginning or you're an entrepreneur, business owners, you do a lot of stuff by your own. Okay, you are doing probably 10 different jobs right now. You're the customer service agent, you are the CEO, you are the janitor, you do a lot of jobs right now. Okay, at the end of the day, you are the last line of defense and you're responsible for everything. So the question that you need to ask yourself is, okay, what are the tasks, the processes that cost you the most of your time and that you probably also don't like, but that cost you the most of your time that you can easily and as cheap as possible hire someone else to do that? Okay, you need to be aware it will probably be not in the same quality as you are used to, because you are the business owner, and put a little bit more effort into it. But that's the way you do it. Okay, you isolate the different tasks that you do on a daily basis, weekly, monthly, whatever, and then you start outsourcing. You start with smaller tasks where you just get freelancers. Then, when you have more tasks, bigger tasks, and you hire people. And that's basically how I do it, that you can use your time that is the most valuable and the most efficient way. And everything that just steals your time, costs you time, you outsource that or hire someone for that. Okay, I'm just, okay, thanks, Rita. Okay, perfect. Obviously, Rita can answer also a lot of questions here. How to set up the digital business online? I don't think there is such thing like a digital business. There is a business that exists in the real world, and then you can use online or your website or digital marketing or whatever to actually promote that.
As an additional sales channel.
Exactly. As an additional
channel as well.
As an additional sales or marketing channel. But we always say that is nothing that you should start if you do not have a business yet. If you're not making constantly sales yet, if you're not have an existing customer base, if you not have a business, if you are a business, it's a hard thing to run. Ask every business owner he will confirm that. Okay, so don't start with any online endeavors. Make sure that the product or service that you're actually offering, there's a demand for that you actually have already sales. And then as a next step, you can think about what part of your business can you actually automate, make sense to get online, so that again, you save more time and money. That's it at the end of the day.
Yep.
Okay, what are some good online stores in Jamaica that you know of? Not that much, honestly. I would not
suggest anyone to emulate much.
I mean, besides from Amazon as a big online store, but that's not really Jamaica. So I mean, that's in our eyes also the big advantage. There are so few, and we're not saying that there are no online stores or no businesses with great websites. For sure, definitely, and we know some of them, but nothing that we really know could give out as a good example, because generally speaking, there are almost no Jamaican websites, online shops out there. And that's the big advantage that you guys have as one of the fast action takers, if you really have that first mover advantage and do it now, because of the whole situation. 2030 is now. Okay, you have just 10-year jump in getting your business online. You don't have the time to wait till you 10 years. You have to do it now. And if you do it now, you're one of the first. So, I think that's a great advantage when it comes to the Jamaican market right now.
Yeah, and the thing is, we also can't suggest it because we don't know anything about you. So in terms of your business itself, we aren't able to specifically give you an example of what to emulate or try to follow. And of course, it would be a long conversation in that case.
Straight facts. You could probably have an assistant for your online business, but it all depends. Yeah, exactly. Every business is different. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, I'm probably going to butcher that name.
Kirion.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
I'm a dressmaker. I do school uniforms and also casual wear for the public. How could I transform to online with uniforms only? Honestly, I don't know, because I'm assuming the problem is in Germany we don't have that much uniforms, so I can't really give you good advice when it comes to school uniforms and things of that nature. But it probably makes more sense to go directly to the schools, because am I right that uniforms are uniform? But maybe you can help me here.
Yeah, that of course makes the most sense, and that's how it's usually done. And the thing is, with school uniforms, of course you need to take specific measurements and all of that. So a lot of it should not necessarily be online. I'm not really sure if it makes sense for you to go online with something like that. Yeah. Of course, with casual wear, it makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But uniforms on a whole, it's so specific that you would, no matter what, you have to do all the measurements. And even when somebody measure themselves and then give you the measurements online, they're probably not right. And then you make something that don't work. So it's better for you probably to actually measure the persons themselves. It's too much that is physical for you to go online with it.
Yeah, I think that's not the main part. The main part is, should you actually focus from a profit perspective on that? Because, and I'm assuming here, correct me if I'm wrong, but that people are usually not willing to pay that much money for a school uniform, right? Because it's just a school uniform for kids. But the casual wear, that's probably what I would focus on. If you really create customized casual wear for, I don't know, maybe you can make suits or shirts or whatever it might be. That's something where you can actually charge a premium for, potentially, if you find the right people. And then it makes sense to have a website where you showcase your tailored custom work for male, for female, I don't know, to attract these really high paying customers. So that could be a way. With uniforms, need probably a little more work.
Yeah.
Rita is asking, I'm interested in the bootcamp. When is it scheduled for? So the bootcamp starts in September. But if you want to get on the wait list, that starts much, much earlier, much sooner. Yes. So, the wait list actually closes in a few weeks, in August already. So, best way, go to our website and register for the bootcamp. Then, you're on the safe side.
Yeah, the waitlist closes in, 9 days, actually. So
something like that. Yeah. Have to check it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so which shipping option do you think is best for someone just starting an online business, whether DHL, customs, courier services, etc.? I think if you're just starting a business, you should, again, not doing that online and not starting with sending stuff around if you haven't done that yet. That's simply said. Because of all these problems that occur, customs, courier services, charges, fees, taxes, everything. So you should probably figure that out first. Generally speaking, we have very good experience with DHL, one of the biggest, I think it's worldwide's biggest shipping and logistic provider.
But it's also very expensive in Jamaica, especially.
Maybe. So again, you have to compare the rates and compare. It depends on how much you ship. Are you shipping containers? Are you just shipping small boxes? So there are so many variables here that you actually take the time and calculate everything of that properly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kimmy is saying uniforms. Blouse? Blues?
Shirt. Pimped.
Yeah, I know what it is, but blouse. I'm asking. Blouse, okay.
Yeah, then that's easier.
Mm-hmm.
But also, as Simon said, will it be profitable if you bring it online?
Yeah, that's the question. Because, at the end of the day, as we said earlier, all the online marketing, the online automation, digital marketing, all the online presence is just to automate a lot of stuff,
yeah.
Save you time and money,
mm-hmm.
and make it easier for your customer. That's it at the end of the day. You mm-hmm. can't build anything completely new there if you do not have a product that you're offering, or if you have a service that you can offer,
yeah.
then all the internet will not help you.
Okay. Good.
Okay, guys, the hour is almost full.
There's one more thing that I forgot to mention before we didn't have the time to, at least, is in terms of Shopify and Wix, they also have all the marketing integrations that you will need to get people to your website on a whole. We don't really have the time to get into all of the marketing stuff today, but yeah, those are the basics.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is feel free to ask any question that you might have. That's why we're here, to really answer your questions. We just want to give a little topic at the beginning so that everybody knows what we're talking about. And actually can give you the most helpful advice possible, because you realize probably at the end of the day, general advice is not really helpful.
Yeah.
Therefore, we try to be as specific as possible. And that's why we have these live streams, to give everybody the chance to ask us questions here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, it's buffering. Yeah, from time to time, the Jamaican internet says hi. But that's
a cute way to say that. Sure.
That's why we try to use all the platforms. Again, YouTube looks like the most stable one,
mm-hmm.
Then Facebook, and then Instagram. Mm-hmm. The least stable connection. Okay, but I hope you guys can still see and hear us. We can see your comments, so it looks like everything's working.
Yeah.
Can you do a live on creating digital products?
Oh, that's way more than a live.
Well, probably not, because I think it's super hard to create digital products or to sell stuff online. I think a lot of people really underestimate how much skill, how much money, how much time
it needs expertise
to build or to sell something online. And at the end of the day, that's why we always repeat that and say, hey, you need to have a business, a product, a service that you then can market online. But whenever someone talks about an online business, or when someone talks about a digital product, it's more like someone looking for a shortcut to make money quick. Because there are a lot of people online that are telling, hey, you can now make money online. No, you cannot. Okay, you need to have a product or service that you give another human being. Mm-hmm. There's no magic money on the internet.
Yeah, it's actually quite difficult to make money online. And that is why we usually suggest that you firstly sell your products offline, physically, because think about it. I mean, if you're buying something, it's usually when you're walking into a store and you actually see a glass or a pen, then you can touch it, you can feel it, you can experience it. But when online, you're just seeing a picture or a video and you can't really connect to that. And you can't really connect to the person as well who is offering you a service, who is offering you this product. And therefore, it's harder to sell to that person. So it is actually much harder to sell online than it is offline, which is why we always suggest to ensure that you build up your business first offline, make sure that it works, and then add online as an additional sales and marketing channel. It is something to help you, to assist your already running and successful business.
It can accelerate an existing business, sure. But it cannot replace it.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah. and you still need a whole lot of money to run a digital business that a lot of these people are talking about that supposedly exists.
Okay, Rita is answering about the shipping fees would be the best way. Rita is definitely an expert here. If you're exporting small amounts, then the Jamaican Postal Service is the least expensive solution. That's what we also did sometimes in the past. Just go to the Postal Service and send it from there.
Yep. I also actually read the other day, you guys can confirm if you know about this or research it as well, that when you send something with the Jamaican mail overseas to the US, or for example, then it goes to their mailing system. What is it? USPS? USPS,
yeah,
I think. Their mailing system. And then that is also much cheaper than going through DHL, etc. But of course, it has to be a small package.
Yeah, I think maybe to clarify that a little bit, I think a lot of Jamaicans have a lot of hesitation to send stuff by mail or ship it because they are maybe used to the not so good service of the Jamaican mail world or mail system. But you need to keep in mind at the moment your shipping leaves Jamaica, your mail or whatever, it's usually handled and transferred by another entity, for example, by DHL, by UPS, by maybe FedEx, whatever you're selecting. Therefore, you have a high quality at the delivery side of things. For example, when you send something from Jamaica to Europe or to the States.
Yep.
Okay, so you need to make sure that you actually have the whole supply line or the whole shipping logistic line in focus and not just the beginning or the end. Thanks, Rita.
Thank you, Rita,
for sharing the info. Thanks for subscribing.
Thanks.
If you guys haven't done yet, feel free to subscribe. We really appreciate it. It really was a cute way of handling the buffering option. Yeah, we all know the Jamaican internet connection. Okay, Rita says, you're welcome. Welcome. Yeah, Rita's always here to help. What do you think about Cool Market and JA Deals? They seem to be well-known in Jamaica. I'm assuming you're referring to the online shops you're asking earlier, right?
Yeah. I've never shopped from them. I don't really know.
We try always to only talk about stuff we know about and share from our experience, from us, or at least from people or persons we trust. And I mean, maybe correct us if I'm wrong, but we don't know a lot of Jamaican people that order stuff online yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
We know the names for sure. Yeah, of course, Cool Market and JA Deals. Sorry. How much person see your things when you post on, I think you mean FB. IG?
FB.
So Facebook and Instagram. That depends. Usually not that much. That's why we often have to tell a lot of business owners when they start working with us that it's not really necessary or relevant to post a lot of organic stuff as a business, because it's, I think right now, I think I looked at our stats, I think between 5 and 10% of the followers or subscribers of a page actually see the content that you're posting. So if you build your Instagram page or your Facebook page to 10,000 followers, and that's a long way to go, only probably 500, maybe 1,000 people will see your posts compared to paid ads where you just pay Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, you name it, and they will show it directly to the people that you want to see that, and immediately, and you don't have to build up that big follower count. So the actual organic reach, that's what you can type into Google, is really low on Instagram, on Facebook. Therefore, that's why we always recommend, if you're actually running a business, don't focus too much time to build organically a following, but do actually... Das kann schon wieder auslassen. but do actually running ads to your target market. That's way more efficient. All right, guys. So we just cracked the hour mark.
Yeah, Instagram just ended.
Instagram just died. Yeah, Instagram dies usually the first. So we hope we could answer some of your questions. Probably not all of them. Make sure to put that date in your calendar next week. Same date, same time, Sunday at 5 p.m.
Yep.
If you are Jamaican business owner and want to learn more about business and marketing for the Jamaican market, then you are in the right place. And again, if you haven't done so as yet, click the like button, the heart button, the I don't know button, all the buttons. And that really helps us. And we hope to see you next time. Yeah, thanks. That really virtual hug. we really appreciate your feedback, guys. Yeah. That really helps. So we hope that it was helpful for you, and we hope you have a great Sunday. Have a good one.
Bye. Bye-bye.